The K-State women's basketball team has reached the halfway mark of the Big 12 season. Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast. Another PBBD coming at you right now. Postcast edition, women's basketball, Dylan Sunflower Showdown, postcast style. K-State was on the road against Kansas yesterday. Sitting recording this just after Foot Hills basketball games here in K-State, once again, falling on the road by 13 against the Lady Jayhawks, 85-72 in this basketball game. And pretty much straightforward, a slow start here as KU got the jump on K-State in the first quarter by 8, and it was closely contested through the second and third quarters there. And then, of course, KU, another trial, a mini late charge by K-State. Have you heard this before? By Jeff Mini's team in the fourth quarter. But again, KU made enough plays down the stretch to win this game and hold off Lady Wildcats in this ball game. Gabby Gregory, first time in a while, over 20 points in this game. 25 points, 7 of 15 from the field. She was almost perfect from the charity stripe. And let's see here, she was 4 of 9 from downtown. That is big to see her finally knock down some three-pointers after kind of going over that a little bit over a struggling stretch there for her in this basketball game. Meanwhile, on the other end here, real quick here, Yvette Mayberry. I might have butchered your first name. I apologize about that, but I'm going to shoot it from the hip here. 26 points. She also went 7 of 15 from the field in this game for Kansas as well here in this basketball game. Look, K-State. Oddly enough, there was a delay in this game due to the lights going dark in Allen Fieldhouse. So this was about a 25-minute delay there. And then, of course, the warm-ups happened, went down, and then they were able to resume play. It's a little bit of a little scary thought there. especially if you're a team that was leading. Now it's KU, not K-State there as well. The score at halftime was KU 39, K-State 29 this game. And Jeff Mitty ended up starting Samotsi, Glenn Twins, Sundell, and Gabby. And this was the ninth time that this startup has been on the floor. Of course, if you've been following women's basketball from the start of the year, you've been seeing Emily Ebert in the starting lineup at the beginning of the year. You saw Taylor Lauterbach. She ain't getting much playing time now, as Jeff Mini really went with a six-lady lineup there. Of course, bringing Ebert off the bench, and then he had Samasi foul out and Briley Glenn foul out, so you had to bring in Eliza Mulpin and Heavenly Greer to kind of finish that up right there. So you basically, for a majority of that ball game, you had six people or six ladies for the Cats there as well. So Jeff Mini lately has shortened his bench to the point where they were basically saying you're going to play here and there as well in this basketball game as well. Let's see, going back to the stripe here. So there's Monty, 12 points in the game before fouling out. Went 4 of 11 from downtown. All of her points from the three-point line. Jalen Glenn, another double-figure game for her as well. She put up 12 points in this game, 6 rebounds, 5 assists for Jalen Glenn. Another strong outing for her. Briley, twin sister, 10 and 4. Serena Sundell, only 7 points in this game, 2 rebounds and an assist for Serena there as well. So you want to get more out of her. She's one of your best players. Again, I've said this multiple times on this podcast, and inconsistency is you definitely see here in the second year for S Square as well. Only 7 points in this basketball game. And I mentioned Emily Ebert in this one, 6 points in 34 minutes of action. She was basically your quote-unquote six man there, or six lady, you want to put it, six, however you want to call it, 6 points, two rebounds, three assists, but she went over from the field. And I assume all of her points were for her free throw line. So over from the field there in this basketball game there as well. That does not help either as well. Jeff Mitty there after the game talks about the three-point shooting on both ends, and mainly on both ends of mainly KU side. Quote, "We wanted to get Tyana Jackson out of the paint as much as we could. We wanted to draw her out there. We knew that Sarah Samasi has been getting that kind of attention. We had moments where we were pretty good in that. In moments we've still got to grow in an area. But yeah, the game plan was to try to get Jackson away. You have to knock a few shots down. Sarah did that and got her away from there. It did open up some things for us, but KU is a really good team. They play really physical with us. I thought they played very good. They attacked our press really aggressively. This was a tight ball game all the way to the last 4 or 5 minutes, and we just didn't make plays down the stretch." Just like I talked about, right? And again, a theme of this 2022-23 campaign for Jeff Mitty's team is slow starts and not making enough plays down the stretch. How many times have you heard this before on the postcast? A lot. So, again, they got to figure out one way or the other, right? If they're going to end the Big 12 season on a better note than what it has been here over this past stretch of games for the Cats. And yes, the Cats, Lady Cats, still have not won a game on the road in Big 12 play to this point of the season. We're at the halfway mark of the Big 12 schedule for the Lady Cats of Kansas State. Gabby Gregory afterwards also talked about the slow starts. Quote from Gabby, "We've been talking about it for 3 weeks, and we have got to come out of the beginning of games better." Yeah, like you said, we just keep talking about it, but I mean, it's just on us. We just have to change it. We got to come out at the beginning of the games ready to fight. We fight later on, but at that point, I mean, we dug ourselves a hole big and too big that we come out of it early against good teams like this. Can't do it. And Gabby even talks about that as well here. And then staying with her here for a minute about the team's confidence here. Quote, Gabby Gregory again. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast. K-State ladies fall to KU on the road in Allen Fieldhouse, which the men's team has to go there tomorrow night to play Kansas. Lady Cats fell to the Lady Jayhawks by 13, 85-72. Gabby Gregory here, more from her. Quote, "I'm always confident. I'm extremely confident in my team. We're the same team that beat Iowa. So, I mean, it's just really locking in and focusing. We got to come out and start games better. We've shown that we can fight. We just got to fight for the full 40 minutes instead of the last 30 minutes. So, I think if we can get that figured out, I mean, we can play with anybody in the country. So I'm extremely confident in our team. I am not surprised by those quotes there. And I stand by G-Square on that." Yeah, I keep referring to the Iowa game last year on the podcast, man. This team hung with one of the best teams, top 10 teams in the nation in Iowa. They beat them in Bramlin. So that's something you have to have your hat on here, and you got a ranked team coming into Bramlage. Speaking of that, you got a ranked team coming to Bramlage on Wednesday night, and that Iowa State, 18th in the country, coming here Wednesday night, your midweek game, 6:30 tip in Bramlage Coliseum. I want to get one more here from Jalen Glenn, and she talked about the defensive game plan going in to Kansas yesterday. A quote from Jalen Glenn, "Defensively, We were in our zone. We knew what we had to do in order to stop them, and they kind of just exploited our defense and got away with what they wanted. And we just needed to stop them from doing that, making them adjust," end quote. That's pretty much simple right there. So they tried to try some things out against their best player, Jackson, there. Sarah Samas, they did that. Being the three-point arsonist that she is, but then she fouled out of the game, and and it kind of changed from there. So we'll have to see what happens going forward. But yeah, they bring welcome in Iowa State to Bramlage on this Wednesday coming up here. As I switch the tab here to the standings here going into this week here, Iowa State this week, and I don't know the other opponent for the weekend set yet. That's already determined. I have to go back and look. But right now, Iowa State is tied for the Big 12 lead, 7-2 with Texas, while K-State is all alone down there in ninth place, 2-7 in the Big 12 standings, and they are lost to Kansas in the Big 12 Dillon Sunflower Showdown, 13-9 now on the year for Jeff Mitty's team there. So we'll see what happens going forward. But this is the forecast right now. I saw some snowflakes out earlier this morning. The forecast don't look good for this K-State women's basketball team right now, unless they quickly turn things around. Me and Alex talked about that on the recent edition, the latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, episode 142. Make sure you check it out. But first off, if you're new to the podcast, first off, welcome on board to the show. If you love what you're hearing, make sure you first hit that subscribe button and pass the word around to other K-State fans about the Pro Project Podcast. This makes it more fun for us to get the word. If you're a big K-State fan, obviously like us, that are both, me and Alex, both K-State alums, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. We cover more than just football and men's basketball. We cover all things K-State. So make sure you're hanging out with us, subscribing, download that, and download episode 142 of the podcast, and past weeklies and dailies of this podcast. There's so much going on right now throughout K-State on the campus of K-State University here in Manhattan, Kansas. So make sure you get that in. If you have a question for me, find me on Twitter. My DM is open, K-State related, at Eddie_EG3. Again, that's Eddie_EG3 for the latest there. So, Cats got a huge mountain to climb here as they enter the second half of the Big 12 schedule. Doesn't get any better now as they play Iowa State coming up on Wednesday night, and they got to go on the road to see Tech again this weekend as well. So not easy games coming up for K-State here, and will the hole get deeper, or will K-State can dig in here and salvage one of these games here this week? The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever podcasts are found. That's going to do it on another postcast of K-State women's basketball as the Lady Cats fell to the Jayhawks 85-72. Next up, they welcome 18th-ranked Iowa State Wednesday night in Bramlage Coliseum. Eddie Greer, go Cats!